You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Strong to severe storms are possible today across western Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
As severe weather moves into the state, hail and high winds are expected. This afternoon, temperatures are going to spike warm into the 80s in spots south. And as the sun shines through, it's adding fuel for more severe storms tonight. Feeling muggy, too. If any isolated storm spins up out ahead of a strong line of storms pushing through the state this evening, it could pack an intense tornado. And the risk for twisters remains in that line tonight, too. Those would be hiding in heavy rain and moving in fast. Widespread damage is possible, so be sure to have a plan in place. Gather emergency items and put them in your shelter spot. And make sure that you have a way to be warned if you're under a tornado warning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We'll have more details coming up in our Civic Media forecast. After the Trump administration cut programs that help fund school lunch programs, school administrators are looking for ways to pay for children to get fed during the day. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced more than $1 billion in funding last year for two programs that help schools, child care centers, and food banks buy locally sourced food. Caitlin Taurinen heads the School Nutrition Association of Wisconsin. She says schools have roughly $2 per kid to spend on school lunches, and that federal money helped bridge the gap in their slim budgets and partner with local producers.
It's hard for us to do that with the budget that we have. And not only is it hurting the students and the schools that are consuming this food, but it's really making a huge impact on our farmers.
Senator Tammy Baldwin has demanded the USDA restore that funding. Leaders in the Trump administration say cutting it is curbing government waste.
Schools are also dealing with funding cuts from the Department of Education for Student Services, particularly for low-income and special needs children. This week is light on city government meetings, but there are some big decisions to be made. On Monday, the Board of Public Works is considering a handful of resolutions, including the intent to operate a downtown parking system and a measure to support the Mississippi River Trail within city limits. On Tuesday, the Judiciary and Administration Committee will consider the ordinance that would create a city administrator position. The City Plan Commission and Finance and Personnel Committee are also meeting. The commander of Fort McCoy has been suspended. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Last week, the Department of Defense posted a photo from the base showing the chain of command photos on the wall, and the pictures of President Donald Trump and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth have been turned around to face the wall. An investigation has begun to figure out what happened. Colonel Shayla Baez Ramirez took over as commander of the base last July. She's the first woman to hold the position. According to a statement from the Army, she's been suspended, adding, quote, "This suspension is not related to any misconduct," end quote.
Fort McCoy officials said that they are investigating the incident. A key crop in Wisconsin is being affected by tariffs. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
A new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows that farmers are looking at the tariffs from the Trump administration and expecting to export fewer soybeans. In Wisconsin, 12% fewer acres of soybeans are being planted. That's because China makes up the bulk of soybean purchases in the world, and there's no alternative markets to sell those beans.
Instead of soybeans, Wisconsin farmers are turning to corn and other crops to make up the difference in exports. Drought conditions in La Crosse, Monroe, and other western Wisconsin counties have eased with enough moisture in the soil for spring planting. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, west central and southwestern Wisconsin have very few pockets of dry soil and subsoil, with the vast majority of soil in good shape. Stream flows are also at or above normal for this time of year. The lone remaining drought in the state is in far southwestern Wisconsin. Conditions are still drier than normal, roughly south of I-90.
Welcome to the 129th annual meeting of the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association.
School administrators approved four of five measures on the table affecting high school sports in Wisconsin at this year's annual meeting. One year after failing by 49 votes, an amendment allowing for name, image, and likeness opportunities for high school student athletes easily passed.
We have the results from amendment number five, the NIL. Supporting the motion, 293. Denying the motion, 108. Motion passes.
Also passing was a requirement for spectators ejected from events to take an online course in sportsmanship in addition to serving a one-game suspension in order to return. Summer coaching contact days were expanded from a five-day restriction to include all but the week of July 4th in June and July. And limits for freshman teams were changed to match JV and varsity teams. A measure that would have exempted cross-country from the tournament performance factor failed. The four new measures go into effect at the end of May. May when the WIAA publishes its bulletin. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard going in for an MRI today. The Associated Press reporting there's concern he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers last night in Milwaukee. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They're going to do an image. Obviously, his lower leg. And just being honest, it's not very promising.
Game 5 tomorrow night in Indy. The Pacers now lead 3-1. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off after beating the Cards in St. Louis 7-1 yesterday. NFL, the Packers picked up 8 players during the draft in Green Bay over the weekend. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if he thought about trading for some more.
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year, and we really didn't accomplish that. But it was really pretty quiet today as far as that went. We had 8 picks. Feel really good about those guys. And then some of the guys that we're signing right now, I feel pretty good about too.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Demi Moore says aging is a gift and very different from being old. The Hollywood Reporter says the Substance actress says she prefers her current age to being 21, saying as good as 21 may sound, it was torture. The Oscar-nominated actress praised Oscar winner Anora's Mikey Madison, saying she gave a phenomenal performance. She also says that she has much more work to do and would love to be back on the Oscar stage. Also from The Hollywood Reporter, and speaking of Substance, Margaret Qualley has a new comedy that she's just learned will hit theaters this summer. Focus Features' Honey Don't also stars Aubrey Plaza and Chris Evans and is directed by Ethan Coen. Qualley plays a small-town private investigator who looks into the deaths at a church. Honey Don't will hit theaters August 22nd. Two Hollywood movers and shakers are about to get even busier as they team up for a new psychological thriller. American Hostage is a new series from MGM Plus and will star John Hamm, and Sean Ryan will executive produce. The show is set in the 70s and follows Hamm's character, who is a reporter forced to interview a hostage taker in the middle of a crisis. Hamm is currently starring in Your Friends and Neighbors, and Ryan recently executive produced and wrote The Night Agent. Pamela Anderson's recent film, The Last Showgirl, brought her critical praise and some Oscar buzz, but it did not result in a nomination. Not sure if it's a snub or not, but according to the New York Post, it motivated the Baywatch actress to retaliate by moving to Massachusetts to do theater. Anderson will star in Tennessee Williams' Camino Real this coming summer. Anderson made her Broadway debut in Chicago in 2022. After a recent video with Chris Martin, Dick Van Dyke's popularity is on the rise yet again. A few months ago, Van Dyke sang All My Love while talking about his life with the Coldplay frontman. The video warmed our hearts for sure, but now Van Dyke is back at it. At a recent gathering in Malibu, he wowed attendees with a rendition of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, a song he famously sang in Mary Poppins in 1964. Despite it being a complicated song, he didn't miss a single word or make one mistake. Oh yeah, Dick Van Dyke is 99. The newest Hunger Games installment has found its two lead actors. Deadline.com reports that Joseph Zada will play the role of Haymitch Abernathy, and Whitney Peake will play Haymitch's girlfriend, Lenore Dove Baird. Haymitch is the younger version of Woody Harrelson's character. The Hunger Games: Sunrise on the Reaping is expected to hit theaters in November of 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be very warm today with strong to severe thunderstorms likely this afternoon into this evening. Hail, wind, and tornadoes are all possible. It's very important that you stay weather aware today. Be prepared and have a way to get warnings and information. Stay tuned for updates. We'll have them for you. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.